You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And I'm Liana Holston.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast where two idiots watched every film on the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time, the very slightly less racist 10th anniversary edition, and we're now watching whatever the heck we want that might just bring us joy.
Hello. This podcast is a safe...
Wow.
Testament for people who don't know anything about movies or the Bible. Today, we're watching Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yo! Deep in trouble, friend. Someone Christ, King of the Jews.
A movie that we meant to watch for Easter and then forgot and are watching now.
It. Yeah.
A belated Easter celebration. Happy Woo! Belated Easter.
Thank you. Are you going to do warning?
Oh my gosh. Warning. There will be spoilers about this biblical old film. It's like, wow, she's really disconnected. Oh my gosh, she is not present right now.
Thanks. Liana.
Yes.
Let's listen to our predictions, I guess.
Yes, please.
Let's just, if you want to just hit mine real quick.
Okay.
Probably the shortest one.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Liana. It's Sienna.
Sorry.
I'm about to watch Jesus Christ Superstar. Yes. I predict I'm going to have the best time ever, and it's going to be the perfect movie.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry it's echoing in here so much. I love you. Goodbye.
Bathroom?
On vacation. On vacation with my family. Bathroom. Yeah.
Bathroom.
I don't understand how any place can be so echoey. It was very small. Small space, but so echoey.
Oh,
Does that
yeah.
increase it sometimes? I don't know.
I know. I was like, well, small spaces, it'll bounce off. But famously, it's tall spaces.
Yeah.
But maybe it's got to be like the tile. It's got to be the material.
Whatever.
The wall materials.
Well, Liana, I'd love to hear your prediction.
Okay.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Hello, Sienna.
Hi.
It's Liana. I'm about to watch Jesus Christ Superstar. I predict rock and roll and the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Regrettably the 70s, but somehow it's not annoying this time.
Yes!
A lot of white boys in the desert, TBH.
Uh-huh.
And some Christian slaying. Love you. Bye.
You wrapped it up great. You wrapped that up perfectly.
Thank you. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Would you care to share with everybody where you currently are?
I am at the Disneyland Hotel. Yes. Kind of insane in many ways, but my family
This is our first trip together as a family since before the pandemic.
Wow.
We were trying to figure out where to go, and my mom loves Disneyland, and we were like, we should get her this for Christmas. And then my dad, it's funny because my dad's definitely going to listen to this, but my dad is such a funny dad figure because he's like, all right, well, that's pretty expensive. I don't know if that makes sense. You know, let's sit down and look at the facts, see if that it makes sense. Well, it's all outdoor, which is good for me, you know, in terms of health and everything. It's nice that it's outdoor. And, you know, your mother does really love it. And, we always have a lot of fun there. It's starting to make a lot of sense. It's making a lot of sense. And if we're going to do it, we might as well do, you know.
Oh, my God.
Does it make sense to go and not go to the Disneyland Hotel? Your mom loves the Disneyland Hotel. And it doesn't make sense to not get Genie Plus, because if we're going to go, let's, you know, do it well. And so we ended up just having like an amazing Disneyland experience.
Wow.
My dad's like trying to be stoic from the start, but of course he's just an old softy and who loves Disneyland.
I love the idea of your dad doing a cost benefit analysis.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we're going to have to go on Splash Mountain. Nope, that doesn't exist anymore. We're going to have to go on Space Mountain because your mother loves it. And you know what? If we're going to do that.
Exactly.
We may as well get the commemorative cup that comes
and
with the ride.
There's no reason to go and not get the snacks. Sure, they cost more, but why would you go and bring your own snacks? It doesn't make sense. I'm going to come all the way to California.
We're going to each have to get one Dole Whip a day to sort of amortize the cost.
Yeah, exactly. It was very, very goofy. Shout out to my father who's listening to this right now.
Hello.
Liana, hey girl, how you doing?
Hey girl, it's British summertime at last.
What?
And it turns out we all had seasonal affective disorder. Even those
sense.
Of us who were like, I think I'm fine. No. You know when you get into a new situation and you're happier and you're like, oh, I now see that I was very sad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange. It's a strange experience because you're like, oh, things are better, but wow.
Whoa.
I need to go back to all those files, all those thoughts and sort of decisions about the universe I made for the last however many months, and I need to check in.
We are checking in. Leaving work and it's still light out. Heading to gigs and the sun is still out. That's crazy. That has not been the case for what feels like a century.
Wow.
So that's a big,
huge
I mean,
win.
A literal ray of sunshine in my life right now.
Speaking of rays of sunshine, shall we move on to talking about the film? So maybe perhaps start with a little synopsis.
Please and thank you.
I thought about having you write this synopsis, but I did it too late.
I could try. Do you want me to try?
Sure.
Okay. Here's Liana trying to give a synopsis of Jesus, oh boy, Christ Superstar.
It's not that complex. I bet you got this.
Okay. Jesus Christ Superstar. A bunch of hippies file out of a van and do a reenactment of Easter weekend.
Sure.
From the Bible.
Doing it pretty literally, but yes, yeah.
Jesus is played by famously white Ted Neely, who has one facial expression and two notes that he can hit very impressively.
Yes, true.
The musical tells the story of Judas's journey from being Jesus's bestie to worrying that they are going to get quashed by the Romans and the sort of hot, shirtless conglomerate that Caiaphas is in charge of. I don't know who those guys are, but they
the
were...
Jews? That's the Jewish high
they're
priest.
They're the...
They're in charge of the Jewish people. It's okay.
Should I start over?
No, keep going. This is perfect. That's what the whole back and forth is. They're like, okay, he's going to get all the... Our Jewish community is like getting way too hyped up, and they're going to get so loud that the Romans are going to squash us, and we're already barely hanging on as a people.
That makes so much sense. Okay. So the Jewish high priests and his guys, of course, the Pharisees are worried that Jesus is getting too big for his britches.
Correct.
And send him to Pontius Pilate, Siena's borderline sexual awakening. And then Pontius Pilate refers Jesus to a gay man in a swimming pool called King Herod, who does the best campest number in the film, then gets really mad because he's been sitting in the hot sun all day, and he says, get out, go back to Pilate. Pilate says, are you this thing or not? And Jesus is doing a really bad job defending himself. So Pilate's like, okay, unfortunately, I have to have this sort of bisexual Roman soldier whip you. So he gets whipped. Then he has a picnic, and Judas is like, look, my dude, I had to sell you out to the Pharisees because I think, in my personal opinion, you are flopping, and this is not good for us in the long term. Mm-hmm. This is not good for our
brand.
Our portfolio.
I actually think the brand is like actually a big part of it.
Branding is a huge part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then so people get arrested, people are singing, Jesus gets crucified, Judas does the best work in the history of film.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah. Great work. Oh. Yeah, I'd say it's a lot of people from their communities discussing their brand.
Yeah. It's kind of a marketing meeting.
It is. They have a number of marketing meetings in this movie, which makes it actually quite interesting to watch at this point in one's career.
Yes. It's some very high stakes marketing meetings and check-ins that they have with the various growth teams from different sides.
Great work.
Okay. Thank you for your help there.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Well, shall we... cross the desert into our phone notes.
Yes.
Welcome everyone to phone notes. What's like a Bible word for welcome?
Okay. Hosanna, everyone.
Oh yeah. And welcome to phone notes, where we read each other's notes that we took on our phones while watching the film.
Liana, you said, white Jesus is risen.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is... I wonder how much this representation, I mean, white Jesus has been everywhere for a long time,
mm-hmm.
but this one is just yet another where it's like, how much impact did this have going forward? Mm-hmm. I don't know why they need that Jesus figure to be so white all the time.
They really, a tanned white man, a white boy in the desert,
the other thing
just crave.
I won't get into this too much because I promise I won't. But in terms of Jesus figures, growing up in Catholic school, like they make him very, very inhuman a lot of the time.
Mm.
Like this movie makes me wonder, because they say lots of things like, you know, Jesus is cool. People are really attracted to this vibe. Like, obviously, he was a charismatic leader person, right? Like, anybody famous for being a leader through history had to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they often represent him as this very chilly weirdo.
He kind of was.
He's very off-putting. He says stuff that makes people confused.
Yeah. And mad.
He was wise. Yeah. I know he was wise, but they don't have a lot of shots and representation of him just being like, here, guys, let me tell you a good story. And people are like, wow, I never heard it put that way before. You're so good at telling stories, which I'm pretty sure is probably how he was. But I have yet to see that represented really well. I don't think that this movie really...
He was kind of an icy bitch.
He's kind of an icy bitch in this. Like,
yeah.
A lot of the other representations of other characters from the story is quite nuanced, I think. But this one is another one where I'm like, we don't really connect with Jesus that much.
Mm-hmm. Definitely
Everybody
not.
Just tells us he's like the Harry Potter of this land.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Where it's like there's a lot of stories about him. So people are like, wow, he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, who is that guy?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my Catholic criticism of most Jesus representations. I have yet to see one where I go, oh, that was his personality.
Yeah, give Jesus a personality, 2024. Now more than ever.
Liana, you said, this is just such a stark contrast to my religious meditations a moment ago. You said, just imagine the amount of bush in this film. Yes. And that's another reason why I love it. It is very bush. It's very bush.
I was thinking often about, because this is the first time I'd seen this movie in a long time. So I was perceiving things in it that I hadn't before. And you mentioned noticing the ensemble in ways I haven't before, and they are slaying. And I was noticing like, oh, this is a bunch of like horny young people who probably were hooking up while doing their Bible reenactments.
Totally.
And it's the 70s. Imagine the sheer amount of bush. And it could power a small vehicle, I would think.
Liana, you've said, these hats can't be right. Are you talking about the Pharisees?
Yeah.
I love the costumes in this. They're so insane.
I hope this is not an insensitive take about the Pharisees and their fashion choices. But those hats in that film, they struck me as, that just couldn't be right. I couldn't believe that that's what any hat was in the past. And for everybody to be wearing a really inflated sort of patent leather hat, and every hat is a different shape, that doesn't make sense. That's not cost effective.
No, yeah, that's how it was. They all wore different patent leather large hat. Did they have a marketing meeting
to pick the shape of each hat?
They all wore no shirt.
Oh, that I loved. And like a little thing of, like a tablet of jewels that seems like it's from Night at the Museum.
Always thought that I'd be an apostle, but instead I host a podcast. Podcast. We need to take an ad break. That's how the business works. We'll be right back in 3 minutes-ish. Come back.
Yes.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
I'm trying to decide if we should talk about Mary Magdalene now.
Yeah.
Or we'll probably talk about it. Okay, so let's hear your take on Mary Magdalene.
Well, the woman herself, I didn't know her. I can't weigh in.
Edelman?
No. The Mary Magdalene from history.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know her personally.
Did I just get her name right?
No, you
okay, go on.
The character in this version, a snooze, just a snooze. Mm-hmm. She comes in, she washes a man's face. She sings a lullaby to a man. She's not seen again for a while. She then sings a long song about that same man. Yeah. And then at the end, she cries about that man. Mm-hmm. And that's all that she has to do.
Yeah, she is sort of the woman character. She just cares for him. That really is what she does.
Ugh. I also think the song, I Don't Know How to Love Him, is so overdone in musical theater auditions.
Really?
By girls that it just inherently gets on my nerves.
That's so funny. That completely makes sense.
It's the most annoying song in the world. I hate it so much.
Really?
Yeah. Your thoughts on this, Mary Magdalene?
I completely get where you're coming from. I don't, you know, she doesn't get to do that much, but like, I don't know. It's because it's a rock opera, like literally nobody speaks. So I'm mm-hmm. like, it maybe it doesn't stand out to me that much in that way. And also I guess I was kind of moved by the fact that, and moved while also aware that like she literally is just obsessed with this man and just cares for him. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like she's funneling her energy and attention into this because she's like, I can do good here. I don't have much else going for me in my life.
Mm.
And this isn't a good place to be a woman.
Mm.
And
okay.
I love that though.
Sienna, you've written. Okay, so how do you feel about the Pharisees on the scaffolding? And then you wrote, is this related? The next note that says, Liana, I love this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it too. I don't think I understood the concept of scaffolding as a child, but seeing it this time, for me, it was, I thought Caiaphas was so hot.
Really?
Yes. And I'd never thought that before, but there's a deadness in his eyes and a packness in his abs. And I was like, that's the guy.
Wow.
That's the guy for me.
Wow.
Wow. The Caiaphas, the council waits for you.
That's incredible because he's like one of the most 70s people I've seen, perhaps.
Oh, that's really interesting. I think his hair and beard setup, not my favorite, but what I could see was potential.
Yeah, and he is very haunted.
Oh, yeah.
Incredibly haunted.
Oh, yeah.
He is from Seattle. Fun fact, that actor.
Wow. That is a fun fact.
Yes, Liana, you have said, and sorry, everybody, we're about to say the C word. I'm very sorry if you're offended by that, but I don't want to have to beep it out every time.
Mm-hmm.
Liana, you have said, Caiaphas and his crew serving cunt. It is the cuntiest representation of the Jesus story in the world.
Oh my gosh.
That is why it is so good for today. For
those
today.
Pharisees were Pharisee-slaying. Hello.
Hello.
With their big capes and their shirtlessness and their sort of kinky, strappy tops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're huge hats of varying shapes and sizes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now that's a marketing department who really nailed the brand.
Liana, this is so funny what your flatmate Eliza said. This is, Jesus was the first influencer. Of course he has veneers.
Oh my gosh. Eliza had some bangers while watching this. Yeah. I said to them, I was like, I think Jesus has veneers in this. And they were like, well, he was the first influencer. Of course he did. And again, we're back to marketing.
Yeah.
Marketing and branding.
Mm-hmm.
The original, well, not the first to do it, but the original influencer, to be sure.
Liana, you've said, wow, Pilate is so much uglier than I remember.
Okay. And now we must, of course, discuss, because we've talked frequently about Pontius Pilate in this podcast and his imprint he left on you. And then seeing him again, I'll be honest, it was shocking. I couldn't believe that there was not one bit of him that I found to be hot. I thought his performance was great, and that's wonderful, but he was so ugly.
Here's a fun fact for everybody. And this isn't to be meant offensively. His face, the way it moves, the features, the way that just like the mechanical whatever underneath his face. You can find him ugly if you want. His face is exactly the same as Laura Dern's. And that's just a fun fact for the listeners. Next time you watch, you'll go, who does he look like? It's Laura Dern.
Oh, I love that. I'll rewatch it tonight and keep an eye out.
I was trying to figure it out, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is Laura Dern dressed in extreme prosthetics.
Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, he gave an incredible performance in the film.
I don't think he's that ugly. But I also think he's pretty ugly.
But do you still find him very hot? What's your journey been with Pilot?
It's too nuanced a thing to call him hot. I don't know what it is that I feel. It can't be captured. He's someone I'll have to write poetry about.
You said, now, Liana, I don't remember from my schooling if the Eucharist actually came about as a tradition because Jesus said, this bread could be me if you even care.
Which is exactly what he does in this movie, which I love. Like everything that I guess Andrew Lloyd Webber and whoever else worked on this, mm-hmm. anything that they did to make it seem more like to bring it to today, well, the 70s at the time, I really appreciate. To put it in some sort of context. But this one, I'm like, yeah, that would make sense if he was doing that because he's pissed off because he's about to literally die. But is this how Jesus said it? Which is like, yeah, so basically you guys don't give a shit about me. So why don't you just eat this as if it's my body? Like you could just be munching on my skin. Like you don't freaking care. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny. I always think of it as more of like a, please, I am Jesus. Bless this bread.
Remember me. Keep me in your hearts and thoughts and prayers. No, he was being a moody bitch. Mm-hmm. He switched from icy to moody, but still was bitch.
Liana, you've said, hey, maybe don't hit the table of grenades.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it wasn't until actually after this scene, later in my notes, I realized the scene with the five tanks coming over the hill and Judas walking in front of them, I was like, oh, Vietnam. The Vietnam War was going on when this movie came out. And I was like, oh, they're making some statements here.
Whoa.
I see.
It doesn't feel that out of the ordinary to see them include military symbolism just around this time because like the world was thinking so much about and America thinking so much about the military.
Yeah. I guess the image, like the metaphor would be, you know, by showing them as hippies right at the beginning, it's setting up that like the I don't know, apostles and the gang who are pro-Jesus are the people who in modern day are the anti-war protesters. And then the Romans are kind of like the U.S. government question mark. Like just by setting up that the hippies are the ones who are fighting the power in Jesus times, they're inherently implying that the people who were oppressing them are the people who are like propagating the war in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what that makes the Romans and the Pharisees.
I straight up have never thought about Vietnam when watching this.
Yesterday was the first time that I did.
I do think about, I don't know, I'm realizing now, I don't know when America became extremely concerned about, and it's probably so obvious, but anyway, when the world was really focused on all the crisis in the Middle East, but this was also in between the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War. I looked this up. But this takes place, literally they shot this in Israel and Palestine. Yeah. Wow. So those are probably Israeli tanks.
Wow.
So like there's this weird military edge also because like they shot this in like a military zone. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, and I don't know how much of was the world being like, oh yes, Jesus time. We're all thinking about that because of all the stuff happening in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And we're aware of that happening. And also like, you know, so, but it's a really good point about Vietnam because the world I'm sure was just like this is, there's so much war happening right now. I mean, that's what like the 70s, 60s and 70s was about. Like there's so much war. Why do we keep choosing war?
Yeah. Damn.
Wow. So interesting. Liana, you've also said, I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man, me at every crush.
Oh,
this is with Herod.
Herod.
I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. I love
so
bad
you
singers.
Are the Christ.
I just as love a child, a bad singer in a movie.
This is the first time in my life that I perceived the dance break in this song. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. I loved it.
That completely makes sense to me. This is the type of the 70s that I feel like you could really get down with.
Mm.
It was fun.
Well, like dance from the 40s.
Yeah.
It was all referential to like dance from not the 70s. I loved it.
Yeah, but I don't know, a bunch of weird guys in
a bit of drag. There was an element of like drag and camp and stuff drag. There that I was like, oh, slay. Yeah, I agree. Do you see how reluctant I was to agree with something about the 70s?
Because in the 80s, they wouldn't have done that. They would have done something else weird. If they're like, let's do something shocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the 70s, my friend. I hate to tell it to you.
All right. You said this movie always takes a little longer than it should because I need to go back and watch Pontius 2 or 3 times.
I always have to go back. I'm like, wait, I need to see that again.
Do you rewatch it like immediately after the number ends or get to the end and then go back?
Right after the number end, like no, the number's going. Sometimes I'm like,
restart
it.
Yeah, sorry.
I wasn't sitting still enough.
I need to rewatch that. And
it's
then you
one of
said,
my favorite performances on film.
He said, a few years ago, my family got a new TV, and I watched this film on the big screen, and that's the first time I ever noticed. What?
That's so funny. That's where I ended it. That's so ominous. So, this is one of those things that I've told to people before and they're like, duh. So I don't know how you'll feel about it, but I had no idea. At the very end, everybody packs up, gets in the bus, drives away, and then we see the cross. But then there's one more thing that happens below the cross.
A shepherd and his flock.
So imagine me watching it my whole life. My whole life.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, we got like a new TV that actually showed that part because it didn't like we couldn't like I'd never seen it before. It was too dark. But this was like a much brighter TV where it was like obvious at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Sometimes I am a Catholic girl. I was like, it's a miracle.
Oh, so they're saying Jesus. He's like back.
Yeah. And he's leading the flock. His people.
Okay. I have a couple questions for you.
Jesus as a shepherd is like a common.
I did know that.
Okay.
But my questions are,
okay,
wasn't he a carpenter? Did he have two jobs?
Great question. The shepherd is symbolic. We are the sheep. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You said, Jesus may have carried a cross, but Carl Anderson carried this film on his back. Yeah, he did. The day I found out that he died young.
Oh.
I literally mourned for weeks.
Yeah.
It was also probably in middle school or some time where it was like so sad for me to find out like one of these boys that I was a fan of had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it really affected me.
Yeah. I learned that yesterday when I Googled him and I was very sad as well. He was in his 40s? 50s?
Something young like that.
Yeah.
Just younger than everybody else.
Younger than everyone else.
Well, Pontius Pilate has also passed, but he was 79.
Yeah, he looked 79 in the film. All right.
I don't agree with that, but...
It seems to me a strange thing, mystifying, that an ad like you would happen now in the middle of a show. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Shall we move on to our badges and trages?
Yes.
This is, of course, where we give badges for Bethlehem and trages for trials.
Trials where someone gets flogged.
The flogging was a bummer.
All right, I have a badge for this. Music is so good.
The music is so good. Yeah, the music is the best music in the world.
Oh, so good.
It's hard for me to watch this without dancing. In fact, I watched it without dancing this time, and I actually saw a lot more. I was like, oh, I never noticed that, because I'm usually like...
oh, no.
My first badge is for Carl Anderson.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
He will make you love Judas Iscariot. He'll make you go, I side with Judas.
I see this guy's point. A badge for Caiaphas is so hot. What the fuck? That was a fun little surprise.
A badge for Yvonne Elliman. I love her. She charms me. I feel so safe with her.
Is it because her whole role is to take care of someone?
Someone being a man. As the performer.
All right.
Talking about her as the singer.
A badge for shots of vast desert. Many of the shots in this, I was like, yeah, we are in the desert.
Yes. Okay. I have a badge for the shots of people so far away on huge swaths of rock.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. They really used their space. They said, we're here. That's one of the things about this movie is that they're like, we went to an interesting place. So let's just get lots of shots in the natural environment.
Yeah.
From different angles with natural light.
I love nature.
You're up, because that was mine.
Oh, badge for to conquer death, you only have to die is such a metal line.
I was going to say metal. Oh, that's what I was thinking too.
Oh my God.
This movie is extremely metal.
To conquer death, you only have to die. You only have to die.
What?
Yes. Okay, Jesus.
Oh, badge for I simply love this little setup of the Pharisees with one super high and one super low voice. I think that is very fun. How often do you get the like, quote unquote, villain or antagonist or some characters like that be just like two guys? One is a sidekick sort of, but like they have completely different ranges. How fun is that?
Oh, a badge for King Herod's number. At the time I wrote possibly the best number in the film. I was later, of course, corrected. But wow.
What do you think is the best one? Oh,
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah. Yes, that one's so fun. That's one where I have to dance. It's impossible for me not to get up and dance. Even if I'm watching it with whoever. It doesn't matter who I'm watching it with.
Yeah.
Badge for one line I'd never heard before was in the Last Supper song. There's a line where they say, What's in the bread? It's gone to my head.
What's that in the bread? It's gone to my head. And this morning is this evening. That's why they all fell asleep first.
I didn't notice that line before. It really cracked me up.
It's Jesus.
I love when they make this movie super 70s, when they're like, I know, but not so hot on why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's just great.
Mm. Oh, a badge for this number is such a sleigh. That number, of course, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes, I also have a badge for Jesus Christ Superstar. Oh. But I will also hop off of that one and say another one, which is I have a badge for the Zealots song and dance. I don't remember what it's called, but the dancing in that is insane.
Mm.
Insane. Mm. In terms of physical strain, I do not know how they didn't all fall over and pass out from putting that much exertion in the middle of the desert, but I commend them.
Mm.
You don't like it?
That'd be a great segue into Tragis if I didn't have more badges. My last badge is a badge for Judas. He is amazing. Carl Anderson, God bless.
Mm-hmm. A badge for... This gets more interesting every time I watch it. It makes me think more and more about its context, and I find it amazing. I think it is such an amazing musical. I have a badge for Pontius Pilate. Hopefully we haven't cut everything out about this.
No, but, poems to come.
But I love him. Barry Dennen, may he rest in peace. I have a badge for, I think it's actually, I understand your criticisms of Mary Magdalene. I really do, and I also agree to a certain extent. But also, I find it really, really sweet that Mary Magdalene's act of service as a friend and a member of this movement is that she gives what she can, which is just tucking her friend into bed and being like, hey, it's going to be okay. You know what? Just go to sleep right now, even though he's going to die and everything is so hard right now and they're occupied and everybody's persecuting them. And she's like, let's just go to bed and everything's cool. Everything's good. I find that incredibly sweet. And that's why I think that she makes me feel so safe.
Mm.
And finally, this is kind of fucked up, but my final badge is for a quick ending. Because he kind of, when it's time for him to be done, they don't try to like drag anything on after that. It's like, this is the tragic moment and they all get on the bus. And then you get to sit with it and think about the experience and the message.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like trying to do too much after they get to that moment.
Yeah.
Tragis.
My first tragis for Mary Magdalene as a concept. You know, so much of religion is built on misogyny across religions throughout history.
Wrong. And that's
a trag.
Trag for... There are a couple songs in this that I do get a little bored by. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And those two are Could We Start Again, Please, which I think could lift right out. Mm-hmm. I get that they are filling the space, but it's one of those where you're like, okay, it's the one where you can get up and get a drink.
Yep.
And then, well, actually, no, I'll start with that one.
Okay.
Because I don't have that many trages.
Yeah. A trage for, I forgot that Jesus is bad in this movie.
Listen, as a performer?
Ted Neely... He looks like white Jesus, and he can hit some rock and roll notes. He can hit those notes. The rest of the notes, not really. And acting, he was not 404 file not found. You know?
I have always felt that way about him. Even when I was younger, I've just never
perceptive.
Really... I don't think that I put it in those words, but I've just never really, really connected with him.
Yeah.
Where I feel so much empathy for Judas, but
it's hard to because Carl Anderson is doing such an amazing job, but also this guy is doing actively a bad job.
They could have definitely found someone else to do an amazing job.
Yeah.
He can really hit those notes, and I have come to appreciate that more, but I have also come to understand that it's like the performance and maybe how he's written isn't really giving. He seems more like a singer guy who maybe... I think the other people in this went like, I really want to bring something out of. I think that there's nuance in Judas. I think that there's nuance in Pontius Pilate, and I want to bring that forward.
Right.
Where this is like, you got the main character, so you're like, everybody knows this story. He's like really banking on the fact that you have heard of Jesus.
And yeah. Yeah.
And you know his vibe is supposed to be. Anyway, that is probably my main trudge too. And so I'll say my second one is for the song where he sings to God. My dad loves this song, and so I'm waiting for the day where it really moves me. I hope that day will come. But right now, I've always found a bit of a trouble, I've had a bit of a hard time always connecting with it because, again, I think Ted Neely's role is just perpetuating this like very holy, detached Jesus character, which is not how I think that the man probably was. Yeah. He was that popular.
Right.
I think he was probably a lot chiller and more personable than that.
Or he was aloof and people were like obsessed with that.
Oh my God, I would hate that. I would hate finding that out, that he's just like every person that
kind of a fuckboy.
That's popular for reasons that I hate.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. A trage for, I have always found this guy unsettling. Simon in the Zealots number.
Yeah. Mm-mm. He is. I think you're supposed to find him unsettling.
Mm-mm.
He is very teeth.
Yep. And he's it's filmed in a very 70s angle.
Oh, you can see the spit on his
mouth. Don't like it. I never liked
that.
Mm-hmm. And that choreography, I get that they are meant to be being overzealous, but
they're so aggro.
It's
a lot.
It disturbs me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess it disturbed Jesus as well.
Whoa. Huh. You guys have a lot in common. Trage for
white.
I guess trage for the Judas regret song makes me so sad. I've always felt so sad for him when he's like, this isn't what I wanted. This isn't what I wanted. This isn't what I wanted. Frick, 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 frick. Mm-hmm. I need to kill myself. I hate that.
Yeah. I'll say my trage about that, which is a trage for Judas's death in this movie specifically is really, really unsettling. The way that it's filmed, and just specifically, like, Carl Anderson is black, and having the imagery of a black man hanging from a tree is obviously, I think they knew what they were doing with that,
right.
But
it's really disturbing, yeah.
It's just so viscerally upsetting, yeah.
Those were all my trages, I think.
My last trage is a trage for the smash cut to the Jesus paintings during the when he talks to the clouds number.
Yeah.
And then it's just a bunch of white Jesus paintings. And I'm like, wait, what? I don't remember this at all.
Moments like that is I want to know when they were like, they were in the edit and they were like, this isn't giving.
It's not giving. Norman Jewison makes some very interesting choices. And I don't get a lot of them. And this was one.
They were like, because was it written in the script or did they get to, it seems more likely they got to the edit and they were like, this.
I wonder
how
like,
do we zhuzh it up?
I wonder if it was because Ted Neely was giving truly nothing in the performance at that point. And they were like, all right, well, I guess we'll just put some paintings of Jesus in instead. Maybe it was meant to be a placeholder. They were like, put some Jesus paintings in there for now until we figure out what to do there.
Who knows?
And then they just never did.
Who knows?
And those are all my trages.
Incredible. Well, Liana, let's go ahead and bus on down to our next segment, which of course is how to pretend you've seen this film.
Mm.
This is for you are doing an Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
Having a good time. Maybe you went to church earlier. Maybe you didn't. Whatever you're comfortable with. And you're looking around your garden for eggs. And your neighbor...
Pontius?
Pontius. I guess Pilot. Your neighbor, Pilot, who's a pilot. He looks over the fence and he says, hey, Easter, mm-hmm. You're looking at Easter eggs, huh? You know, my favorite thing about Easter is Jesus Christ. And you go, no, I know about that. Like, I've either gone to church or I've chosen not to. And both those things mean that I don't need to talk about that right now.
Yeah.
It's Jesus Christ. I want to tell you my take on it. You're like, and he goes, well, Jesus Christ Superstar actually is a great movie. And you go, okay, now I'm listening. He goes, but I'm just going to tell you about it. And all the things that remind me of Bible verses about it, which is to say making it a lot less about the movie and more about text. No. That's exactly why it's appealing. Please don't.
To stop Pilate from proselytizing, is that a word?
I don't know.
Is that an accurate word for this situation? Preaching. From preaching at you. We're going to give you a few sentences you can say to pretend you've seen the film Jesus Christ Superstar. Ugh. Shut up, Pilot. My mind is clearer now. At last, all too well, I can see where we all soon will be. If you keep talking about film.
Yes, Pilot, I have seen Jesus Christ Superstar. That film was directed by Norman Jewison, who also directed Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
Actually, you might be able to thank Pontius Pilate for that, because they worked together, they knew each other, and it's may or may not be that Pontius Pilate himself. No, what's his name?
Barry?
Barry Denon introduced Norman Jewison to the creators, and hey.
Whoa.
Got going.
Is that true?
It is.
Wow.
I read it on Barry Denon's website.
Okay. I see Pilate pop over the fence, and I start slapping the scaffolding in front of me that's around a little project I'm working on, and I say, he is dangerous.
I love this movie.
To warn off the other neighbors.
He is dangerous.
What then to do about this film, Jesus, Pilot?
Nazareth. Yes, Pilot, I have seen Jesus Christ Superstar. This film was made after the concept album came out, I don't know how many years before, but it really took Broadway by storm. People loved it. Mm. Even my grandfather, my Papa Jekyll, played it all the time.
Oh.
But some of the songs are actually different. For example, at least when I listen to it, there is no original song with the Pharisees, because I don't think they didn't have that little, I keep saying high voice, low voice, but I know they have names. What are they called?
Tenor, and, alto, tenor, bass.
Tenor, extremely falsetto. Is that higher?
Yeah.
Well, the high-low voice guys, they didn't have them. But their little song where they're talking about their brand,
mm-hmm.
and if they trust this Jesus
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I didn't remember that song at all.
Before the scaffolding scene. Yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't in the, concept album. I love it.
Mm. I thought that one could have lifted
walking
right
around
out.
A house.
I was like, stop. Ugh! Pilot, enough! Every time I look at you, I don't understand why you let the things you did get so out of hand. You'd have managed better if you'd had a plan. Oh.
Woo.
And then I find an egg.
Yes, Pilot, I have seen Jesus Christ Superstar. What I really, really love about that movie, beyond it being so entertaining and beautiful and vast, and the music being incredible, and you just can't stop dancing to it, and the performers are giving it their all, besides all of that, it's also very interesting to place it in its context now, which I think it does well, even being from the 70s, to place the Jesus story there and think about just these very human concepts of power, of trying to make a movement last without getting too much ego, of what happens when you get famous, and the branding of your organization. I think it's very applicable and a very interesting story. Some people might think it's a pretty interesting story.
And then you find the last egg and ascend to heaven for our next segment. Should you watch this or, in which we tell you if we think you should watch this movie or if you should do something else with your 40 days. Sienna?
Oh, I think you should watch this movie. It's the best movie ever. You could see it at least once. If you've never seen it and you're like, dumb Jesus story, it doesn't really feel that long. And I think you'd be interested in going, wow, that was actually a lot weirder than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty weird watch, and it's very entertaining. Liana, what about you?
Yeah, you can watch Jesus Christ Superstar. If you don't feel like sitting down to watch a film, you could just pop on the album and go about your business. Because, oh, these are bangers. They're so good. It's the one time I miss driving is after having just watched a musical, I want to sing.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I would sing all the time, was in my car.
Yeah, it's the music is really good. I don't know why he decided to go so hard. I truly don't.
I know. Sienna, what would you rate the film, Jesus Christ Superstar?
I'm going to give this movie a solid 5 out of 5.
Yes.
I know I just gave My Fake Fat Greek Wedding 7 out of 5, but I think it's applicable to everybody in the world.
I'm giving
this 5 out of 5 because I know it's exactly my cup of tea.
Mm.
I do think I would recommend it to people. I think most tend to really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the music is so good.
Yeah.
So would still recommend it. But for me, it is the perfect film. I think in terms of movies I can watch over and over, it might be my favorite one.
Yeah. It is rewatchable.
It's definitely in the top three. It's definitely in the top three. I really, really love this movie. 5 solos running up and down a mountain, a rock, whatever it is that Carl Anderson is doing at the beginning. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
5 out of 5. Liana, what about yourself?
I would give this movie 4.5 huge inflated Pharisees hats 5. It's so entertaining. Carl Anderson does such an incredible job in the role of Judas. And Barry as Pilate, also great. So it's always going to lose points when you do a white Jesus. We gotta face the facts here, you guys.
Yes, yeah.
That guy was not white. Move the hell on.
It's weird to do. It's weird.
Stop.
Well, that's been a review of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Zana, hey, Zana, ho, Zana, na, da 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 da. Hey, JC, JC, you're right. Zana, ho, Zana, hey, superstar. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. This has been Tossed Popcorn's episode on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, superstar. We are all over social media at Tossed Popcorn on Instagram. We've got a Patreon with a little bit of bonus content up there. And join us next week when we will be watching
Flubber.
Thank you.
We love you.
Bye. Bye.
You can find us on Instagram as at Sienna Jekyll and at Liana Holston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
I don't need your blood money. You might as well take it. We think that you should.
Think of the things you could do with that money.
No, 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 no.
We've noted your motives. We've noted your feelings. This isn't blood and money. It's a fee nothing more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.